those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. Hello from Spain, and welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. Today, Mary and I are connecting to you from Palma de Mallorca. We have covered so much. The Italian music, Mary, I am loving that. We have covered so much these past 10 days. We have been in Italy, Monaco, France. We're now in Spain, all part of the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. Well, it is Saturday. It is November 9th. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time back in New York as we transmit via satellite to our now 600-plus, yes, you've heard me correct, 600-plus weekly stations across the USA, and the fastest 2 hours in travel, as I like to say, is on. So we've heard some chatter that something big happened in the U.S. this week. Not really sure what that is, Mary. I'm not sure. Well, whatever's happening back in the U.S., we heard it was huge. All right, we won't be coy. Yes, of course, we know all about the election. And as you might imagine, it has been a hot topic everywhere we've gone, folks.
It has, but I think that we're going to leave the election talk to the other news channels out there. And so, quick credit, we thought maybe we would sing this for you, but we felt it was better to leave it to Andrea Bocelli and Sarah Brightman, who helped open our show today, which was different for us. As you all know, we like to do that when we're on remote. That was the iconic time to say goodbye. And actually, we learned and named that tune this week, that Sarah Brightman is the godmother of the sister ship, Seabourn Encore.
She is.
So there's a little Seabourn connection there. So the big news, the 600 stations, that's huge. That's a big announcement for us. We want to say a huge thank you to our team.
There's so many people we want to thank on this, because all we can say is thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to every station affiliated with us out there. Thank you to all of our show sponsors, including Seabourn. And as I like to say at the end of the show every week, you know, we thank all of you out there who really do help make us, we are America's number one travel radio show. We don't take that lightly, and we are so thankful for that. So we're going to talk about this news a lot more when we are back in New York next week. But right now, we are here in Palma de Mallorca. We are on this beautiful Seabourn Ovation, and we have some wonderful show fans traveling with us on this cruise as well. So we want all of you to give yourselves a round of applause if you can out there.
Did we have a good time this week? Yeah, all right.
We're going to keep it going, right? Okay.
So actually, this has been such a great week with our show fans that Seabourn has asked us to do it again next August in Alaska. We're looking forward to that. And I do want to say that if you've been following these travels on our social media channels this week, as you've been listening, or if you've also, we've been sharing Monday through Friday commentaries on
our daily travel commentaries
as well.
Right, yeah.
So we did start in the eternal city of Rome that we always enjoy. Who doesn't enjoy Rome? We're going to end in another great European city, Barcelona. And even though we visited some really well-known areas and cities like Portofino and Monte Carlo, I really feel like this cruise itinerary was very diverse. We visited areas that you wouldn't necessarily see if you weren't doing a cruise in the Mediterranean, like Sardinia and Corsica, Sète, France.
Oh, right now, Palma de Mallorca will be on another
island. Alicante in Spain, right? Which was lovely. So it's been a great week.
Well, it absolutely has. And the weather has been unbelievable, folks. Right now, we are broadcasting from Seabourn Square. We're on Deck 7. This is an area where passengers can grab a coffee. There are shops. There's a library, computer terminals, guest services, and so much more. Seabourn Ovation entered service back in 2018. As Mary mentioned, her sister ship is Encore. These ships can carry 600 passengers. They're one deck larger than Sojourn and Quest, which can carry up to 450 passengers. Back in April, many of you, certainly not the newer stations, I think we just added 9 stations to push us over that 600 number, but many of you heard us broadcasting from Seabourn Venture in the North Atlantic. That ship and its sister Pursuit, which is the newest in the fleet, are their expedition ships. They can carry 264 passengers, regardless of which of the six ships that you choose in the fleet. The bottom line is you're going to get an intimate luxury travel experience that Seabourn is known for. So, and by the way, I'll give you a couple of other things. The dining options on this ship include a delicious sushi bar. Solis is certainly very popular. We've seen that now. Earth and Ocean, we were at last evening enjoying. Mm-hmm. There's a colonnade for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And even if you're at the restaurant, which we've been doing most nights, it's akin to a top restaurant you'll probably find in your own local communities. The options are excellent. You're never going to be bored.
No. And braised lamb shank last night at Earth and Ocean. Delicious.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've seen some of you have already voted in the current travel polls that we have up on our website, and we thank you for that. For anyone who hasn't, we would love it if you would go vote. We're going to talk about the results next Saturday. So these are Mediterranean-focused polls. They're up on our website, rmworldtravel.com. First question for our Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 with Seabourn, which country that we're visiting these 10 days interests you the most? And the second question is, which country on this tour have you already visited the most?
Yeah.
So curious to see what the results are.
So if you're still in the voting mood, go to rmworldtravel.com and cast the vote. We would appreciate that very much. We will share those results next week. And by the way, you can also send us any travel questions, any travel comments, anything you have. Just click on the Contact Us tab right there on the website. So I am told that Rudy decided to travel to Chicago. Elon Musk's Starlink is what's connecting us back to the Network Command Center in Dallas right now. So we've got Rudy connecting from Chicago to Dallas. We're connecting from Palma de Mallorca to Dallas. Hopefully we will not have too much delay. But Rudy, can you hear us? I know you're getting ready for the D block. You can hear us. I can hear you. How are things in the Windy City, Rudy?
No, he's not.
You cannot hear Rudy.
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, not tuned in yet.
No, he's not.
Nope.
Okay, so Rudy's
right.
Still. Well, Rudy's got Crystal Morgan coming up. He's still getting ready for
They're going to talk about some other Seabourn itineraries around the world. So to give all of you listening an idea of what's ahead for you today, you're going to hear from the hotel director. You're going to hear from the destination services manager. We're going to take you on an excursion with us in Sardinia and Monte Carlo. We're going to talk to the captain, the cruise director. The executive chef is going to join us live on air to talk about the culinary offerings. And since we have show fans traveling with us for the first time on an ocean cruise, we're going to get a little personal with some of our show fans and have some fun later in hour two today. And we're going to turn our microphones over to get their thoughts on the 10 days of travel with Seabourn.
We
that
are,
should be
and,
fun.
And we're also going to share
segments.
We happened to get off the ship for a number of hours in Monaco earlier on this excursion. We spent some time with a member of their parliament. It took us around, got to see a lot of Monte Carlo. It was fascinating to be there. Again, I cannot underscore the weather that we've had on this trip. I mean, everybody, has the weather been great on this trip or what? I mean, is it outstanding? It is absolutely outstanding. So we're going to share all of that with you. And we've had
perfect days.
And it will
sunny,
be the first
gorgeous.
Time. You know, when you and I were just in Maui, for the first time we had our sons, both Nicholas and RJ, on the show together for the first time. This will be the first time we ever open the show mics, all the years the show's been there, and have show fans and
for
followers on
live.
The show. So
yeah
we got
Looking forward to it.
A lot of firsts that we're breaking right
interested
now.
Interested to hear what people have to say.
All right. Well, I am watching our clock countdown. Mary and I could sit here and we could vamp for the next, as it says, 30 seconds. Or I could just tell you what's going to be coming up. So right now, what I am going to say to you, that we're going to send this show back to Dallas. We're going to take a quick sponsors break. Seabourn Ovations Hotel Director makes a return visit to our national airwaves next. He's going to be joined by the Destinations Manager as well. So today's big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 rolls on. We'll be back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
When it comes to protecting your home, it's always better to stop trouble before it starts. That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge artificial intelligence plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's agents to prevent crime before it happens. Just head to simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new Simply Safe system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better Nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
Our friends at Tax Network USA tell us if you owe back taxes, don't gamble with the IRS. It's a no-win. You need Tax Network USA on your side. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor. Even if you haven't filed in a few years, they've helped resolve over $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. Talk with one of their strategists for free. To do that, just call 800-780-8888 or visit tnausa.com/carry. You'll also find that info at armworldtravel.com.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better Nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Award-winning indeed. Let's go, America. We are in Palma de Mallorca aboard Seabourn Ovation. This is our November 9th live broadcast, all part of the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024. This portion of the program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
And when travel plans go wrong, a TravelGuard travel insurance plan can help things to go right again. Whether your next adventure is a long or maybe it's a short getaway, international or domestic, packing a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry is one of the best things that you can do for a successful trip.
It certainly is. That's all we can say. Folks, when you think about what travel can cost and the challenges you're having if or when something goes awry, right? I mean, just do what we do. Go to TravelGuard.com/carry. They'll take care of it. You'll have no worries after that. You can also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, as we roll into today's B Block, joining us on Mic 3 is Seabourn Ovation's Hotel Director, Zoran Jachimovic, as well as the Destination Service Manager, Sarah McDonald.
Well, we welcome both of you here. Appreciate you being on set with us today and helping us share a little bit about the important roles that you have on the ship. So thanks for joining us.
Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, everybody.
Somewhere you've covered it all.
Yeah, that's depending on where they are in the world.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'm Zoran. I'm hotel director on Seabourn Ovation. I'm coming from Croatia, beautiful sunny Croatia, city of Split. And I'm proud to be for the last 5 years hotel director on Seabourn Ovation, ultra-luxury cruise ship with 600 guests.
And this is your second time on the show with us as well.
And this is the second time on the show. Let's go, America.
Exactly right. How long have you been with Seabourn, Sarah?
I've been with Seabourn for 2 years.
Okay. All right. So you're still catching up. All right. Well, we're going to go this direction. So, you know, one of the frequent questions that Mary and I get about Seabourn is a Seabourn cruise really all that different than other cruise ships? Okay. And we often reply, if you cruise with Seabourn just once, you know the answer, all right? And it's part of the reason that we are aligned with Seabourn. So I recall, Zoran, when you joined us 2 years ago, you talked about how before a guest even gets her on the ship, that you try to know about 80% of their preferences to help make their travels as enjoyable as possible. So I want you to talk about some of the ways that you and the team do work to meet and exceed expectations.
Yeah, this is very true. So we have on board 420 crew members, which work day and night to ensure that everybody had excellent service. And one of the main things with the Seabourn is the personal service. So even that ship had 600 guests, managed to provide personal service and to really that everybody feel like it's their own private yacht.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, we've seen you every morning when we've gone out on excursions. You have a lot going on. You're a busy lady running all the destinations. You do have a team. The excursions we've always found can be quite broad. I think they're very diverse on Seabourn. They can be something as simple as a shuttle bus taking you into town, and then you get a map and you do your own thing, to full day excursions, a lot of half day excursions. People can get private cars. Talk with us a little bit about the quality and the categories of what you offer.
Well, we do. We have a full program of shore excursions on offer. To start with, we have different activity levels. So they're aimed at different sorts of people who want different sorts of experiences. So we have an easy level, which would be for everybody with a little bit of walking involved. Normally your panoramic tours or your boat trip sort of things. Right. Then we have moderate level, which would be require a little bit more walking, uneven steps, mm-hmm. uneven paths, that sort of thing. Right through to strenuous tours, which would be your hiking, your biking, kayaking, snorkeling, that sort of thing. And we have a whole range of tours on offer, from walking tours, which means you get a very good introduction to the port or the town or the village with a local knowledgeable guide who can give you information about the history, the architecture, a little bit about local living. And then we've got lots of tours. Panoramic tours are a good introduction to the towns as well, sure. especially for people who don't want to walk so much. History and cultural tours.
Yes. Yeah, the diversity is significant. Yes. There's no question about that. So, you know, Zoran, I want to jump back to something because, you know, your job, if folks are listening, if they hear hotel director and we're on a cruise ship, you know, your job is really akin to what a hotel general manager is, right? So they can make that kind of a analogy. The biggest difference is obviously the hotel is moving with us, right? We're not landlord. So you have to manage the needs of all the guests as well as maintain all the suites and all the various operations with your team. On a seaborne ship, you're delivering a 5-star luxury experience, plus there are all the restaurants on the ship, including room service, which I think a lot of people have been enjoying, certainly during the sea day, I know that. And there's no additional charge for that, which is a nice thing that people really like. There are the terrific lounges. You got a casino. There's a spa and gym offering, nightly entertainment. We've got pools. I mean, game. I could go on and on, right? But back in April, we were aboard Seabourn Venture, as I mentioned, and your counterpart there, the hotel director, Nicholas Botha Simpson, I'm sure you know who he is, I asked him this question, and I went back and I listened to that interview, and I wanted to ask you because I want to see what the answer is. So Marriott just touched a little bit about, you know, some of the diversity and so forth, but what does the Seabourn difference mean to you, and how do you personally, when you're on these ships, go about trying to make it happen for folks?
So the Seabourn, actually, it's a very special company, very unique, the way how the culture is set up, the way how we manage the product, the way how the office talk to the ship, the way how we talk to the crew. So all culture is really in the root of the company. And therefore, from us, the ship is not too big, it's not too small. So the flow of information, it's very important on the ship, and it's really helped us to be a step ahead in front of the guest needs. So this is how we do. And mostly of the communication between us managers is done verbally. So we don't really go on the emails and stuff like that. And this is things are really happening on the spot.
So you're seeing each other, and you can do it in real time.
That's great.
Yeah,
really
that's
interesting.
Refreshing, okay. Yeah. Okay. So I want to go back to what you were talking about in terms of, you were starting to say historic and cultural tours and things like that. And you also, what I think is great, is there, you get a blurb in the Herald, which all the guests get every day, and you give these port talks. So before people even, you know, are going out into the destination, why don't you talk a little bit about what you offer here on the ship so that people can learn more about the destination?
Absolutely. So each evening before we arrive to a port, we do have a little port talk. And it's really just to give people an idea of what they can do and see when they arrive, how they will get from the ship into town, what they can see when they arrive. So it can be quite basic, and then it can include some of the sites, the shopping opportunities, whether there's the local foods, local shopping, that sort of thing. So that everybody has a good idea. If they don't want to go on a shore excursion, maybe they'll go off and explore on their own. And we also have port information sheets that we provide, and little maps as well to get you started.
Yeah, and if people don't show up for the port talk, it's all okay because it's on the TV channel.
Right? Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yes.
We had to do that one morning.
That, yes.
So whenever we travel with this show, Zoran, Mary and I spend a lot of time working, obviously. So where we stay is important to us. We're often humored when we hear folks suggest, hotel room, it's just, you know, or cruise cabin, I'll throw it out. It's nothing more than just, you know, a place to put your head at night. Seasoned travelers, no, that's not the case. Okay, it's just not. We put a premium on having a well-appointed, you know, comfortable, spacious hotel room or cruise cabin. The penthouse we have here is terrific, no question. But all the suites are oceanfront. They all have these private verandas. They're all very nicely appointed. I want you to talk right now about how luxurious they really are and some of the things that you offer that might surprise listeners back in the U.S. tuned in.
Yeah, so the all suites are ocean view. They are very well equipped with a huge bathrobe. We have a 2-sink, very spacious bathroom as well with the bath and the shower. Of course, we have personal service or suite host and suite attendant. And Suites are, ship is actually super comfortable. It's built in 2018, came out end of the May, and then we've been out of operation during the COVID for 1.5 year. So ship is really smooth, as you can feel this, yeah, this cruise ship is not really moving.
Well, the stabilizers, we'll get into that with the captain. That makes a big difference, there's no question. But I mean, literally, it hit, most of the week, it's been like we've been sailing on glass. It's been beautiful. And the comfort zone, though, that I want to talk to you at least a little bit about is the cabins themselves, or even on the ship, there's always a nook that you can go and find on this ship, and you're not being bombarded by, you know, 20,000 people.
Yes, and you know, the Seabourn is also all about personal service. So if the guests want to have a special selection of the pillows, if the guests have any other preferences, we are always here to accommodate. So we can do really much more than it is.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that we've missed? We're going to be running out of time in about a minute, that on the excursions that you'd like to just let people know listening.
Well, I suppose really there's a really a wide variety of excursions that you can do. From we even have overnight journeys included in some of our voyages, where you can actually get off the ship and go off and explore further afield. But we really do believe that our shore excursion program and the experiences add value and enhance the guest experience on board our voyages. So we encourage everybody.
Yeah, I did
to
not know that. That's something
I didn't know about the overnight excursions either.
Well, Zoran, Sarah, thank you very much for joining us live on set today. Really much appreciate that, and sharing really some of the Seabourn ovation with our listeners back in America. So thanks to the both of you. Just stay right there until we get into the break.
Thank you.
I did not know about these shore excursions.
So
there's something we have to do.
Yes.
We're going to be back on the ship.
There's always something new to
February,
learn and explore.
And then in March, and we'll have to see what we can do there. So, all right. Well, up next, thank you, Derek. I can hear you coming back to us. I think we have a slight delay. Mary and I are going to take you back to the Italian island of Sardinia. We are going to share some of our excursion that we had there. Talking about excursions, it is certainly a different place to come enjoy Italy. Stay with us, everyone. Today's big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
There's nothing more frustrating than when your earbuds won't work. So Raycon is making your everyday easier with their best-selling everyday earbuds. With 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity, Raycon's everyday earbuds are now even more easy to use. They're available in a variety of vibrant new colors, and the quality rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio. Right now, you'll get 20 to 50% off site-wide when you go to buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still can't sleep, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. Well, clear out the cabinets and reset your health with CBD Distillery. CBD Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients, and with over 2 million customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CBD Distillery is the source to trust. Get 20% off today at CBDDistillery.com with code CARRY. That's CBDDistillery.com and code CARRY for 20% off. Or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Let's Go America. Welcome back to the Seabourn Ovation in Palma de Mallorca. Mary and I are traveling this week on the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024. Thanks for being part of our broadcast on this November 9th. This segment of the show is sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And here's another way to go enjoy yourself when you travel, because as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with over 200 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and a lot more. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Here's simple advice. Wherever travel takes you, find more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com or connect at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, our first stop on the Seabourn Cruise itinerary after leaving Rome was the Italian island of Sardinia. Sardinia is the second largest island in the Mediterranean Sea after Sicily, and similar to its northern neighbor, Corsica, which we also visited on the trip, These islands west of the Italian peninsula really have different dialects and influences, and I think they're distinctive destinations in their own right. Here's the conversation with our Sardinian guide, Giuseppe Serra.
Well, Giuseppe, we are in this beautiful, charming square here, enjoying the island of Sardinia with you. Growing up in a Sicilian family, I was excited to take Mary to Sicily for the first time and explore it together years ago. We've since returned a number of times with our sons, we've enjoyed Corsica, Palma de Mallorca, two Mediterranean islands that we will visit on this trip. This is our first time visiting Sardinia. It's a place we've wanted to get to for a while. I want you to describe the island to our listeners back in America, its way of life here, and why it's such an attraction for visitors to Italy.
Okay, so Sardinia, as you have seen also maybe on the map, it's the second largest island here in the Mediterranean with 24,000 square kilometers. We are second just to Sicily, which is a little bit bigger, you know, about 1,000 square kilometers bigger, but the number of inhabitants here in Sardinia, it's a lot lower. We are only 1,600,000 people, while in Sicily, I guess, there must be like 5 million people.
Yeah, fine, sure.
So they're about four times as many as we are. And so here it's a lot more relaxing here in Sardinia because we don't have so many big cities. We just have Cagliari, which is our capital in the very south, and that's where we have about 250,000 people. So we have three more towns which are like bigger than 100,000 people, and then that's it. You know, you find some villages like 2,000-3,000 people, 5,000 people, no more than that.
No, it's very relaxing, and it's also very rugged with the granite. The granite rock formations make the topography here really unusual and different, and of course, stunning beaches. But we're also exploring with you today, Giuseppe, the Maddalena Archipelago, a collection of smaller islands and inlets on the northern coast of Sardinia. So talk about these islands. They're pretty special, aren't they?
Oh, yes, actually. On this archipelago, we have had lots of wars which have been fought about, and especially, you know, against the French people. Well, I'm not saying against them French personally, but, you know, like Napoleon was here, and as you have seen, the ball that was on this nice square, that was the ball that Napoleon himself threw against the town hall of La Maddalena in 1793. And so that was also his first defeat, because he was here with 20 warships, and he tried to get a hold of La Maddalena, and then thanks to two heroes that were half Sardinian, half Corse, they managed to put two little cannons on a little boat and then to shoot against the troops and the boats of Napoleon.
A tremendous amount of history, and today they are definitely favored by Europeans and Americans who come here to sail. You talked about a very famous sailing school here, and the largest of these small islands is Isola Maddalena. That's where we are today. It's still not what I would call large. I don't feel like you even need a car to explore this, Giuseppe. Talk a little bit about Maddalena and how special Maddalena is.
Well, as a matter of fact, it's not that big. It's only 50 square kilometers. Well, you don't actually need a car, because you can also take the ferry from Palau and get here onto La Maddalena Island, and then you can take a bus. So really you don't need a car, unless you want to do something on your own. But, you know, just taking a bus, you can go also to the island of Caprera, which is the island that is connected to the island of La Maddalena via a bridge, which is called Il Ponte della Moneta, so the coin bridge. And there it's really a lot wilder than the island of La Maddalena, because here you have about 10,000 people living permanently in La Maddalena.
Sure.
But on the island of Caprera, you just have three, four families, no more than that.
So Mary and I, we're going to explore a little more of Maddalena today. But Sardinia, we know, there's a famous rare type of pasta, we say in America. You just took us to a store just before, as we were walking here in the square, where we've bought some of this pasta to take back to America. We'll share that, I guess, since this show reaches a little over 1.3 million people. We can share that with them if they want to know. But any particular Sardinian seafoods or dishes that you say that we should try, or people coming here should try, to really feel like they have experienced Sardinia?
Yes, so there are kind of different pastas that we have. One is called fregula, or fregua in Sardinian language, from the south, and that's a tiny little square pasta that you can also use it to have fish dishes together, right? You can do like a paella, right? Like in Spain, do the same thing. Or then you have another pasta which is called culurjones, and that's typical from the other side of the island to where we are now. And that's made, it's like a raviolo, big raviolo, but then it's closed like with the fingernails by the ladies, and it's filled with potato puree and wild mint. So that's also very nice. Another nice dish that you can have here in Sardinia, lobster Catalan style on the town of Alghero.
Right off the boats. Giuseppe, thank you so much for sharing some of your island, Sardinia, with us and with our listeners today.
Welcome, anytime. come back to see us anytime you want.
And we certainly will. You know, folks, you hear me talking about Sicily on this show with some regularity. Sardinia is very different. It did not disappoint. We will definitely return at some point. It's a part of Italy. We encourage you to come enjoy as well.
Definitely. All right. We're going to send this show back to Derek in Dallas for a sponsor's break. Robert and I have a few photos to take with some guests and show fans here on set. And next for the D-Block, Rudy is going to be joined by Seaborn's Crystal Morgan. They're going to talk Alaska and Asia. And in 10 minutes, Bat will be back from Palma de Mallorca aboard the Seaborn Ovation as the executive chef adds his voice to the show. Stay with us, everyone.
Never stops. And you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. You know, we can't say enough about this product. Robert and Mary rave about it all the time. To live a longer and healthier life, we encourage you to take Field of Greens. It's an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink unlike any other. It's serious nutrition. Listen to this. Field of Greens was approved for a university study that doctors believe may lower your body's biological age and that generally means better health. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was selected by doctors to support vital bodily functions like heart, liver, kidneys, metabolism, and your immune system. We also really like that Field of Greens is backed by a better health promise. At your next physical or checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. It's real nutrition, and if you don't love it, you can return it for a full refund. And as a fan of the show, you'll receive 15% off plus free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com. by using the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. Or you'll find a link at rmworldtravel.com, as always, by looking under sponsors. Well, as you may know, Robert and Mary Carey are on a seaborne cruise in the Mediterranean as part of our Let's Go America tour. But they're already planning a Let's Go America tour with Seabourn in Alaska next August, and you're going to be invited to join them on a 7 or 14 day sailing. Details will be posted at rmworldtravel.com soon. Now, I'm a big fan of Alaska and an Alaskan cruise now and then, and I'm a particular fan of Asia, where Seabourn also offers cruises. So we asked Crystal Morgan, who helps plan these cruises, to join us for a few minutes. She's the Senior Director of Deployment and Itinerary Planning for Seabourn. Crystal, it almost sounds like a military gig.
It does, but in short, it just really means I get to decide where our fleet goes.
Well, very important decisions. Let's start with Alaska. The most popular season for cruising in Alaska is obviously summer. But just because it's summer doesn't mean you miss out on glaciers and fjords, does it? And where do your cruises begin and where do they end?
Well, I agree that summer throughout the entire season from May to September, there's really no wrong time to visit Alaska. Our cruises start in either Vancouver or Juneau. And so the 14-day itinerary is actually a round-trip itinerary from Vancouver, 2 7-days combined into a 14-day experience.
And where do your cruises begin and end?
Vancouver or Juneau.
So you can do either. So basically you're taking people both up and down the coast.
Correct.
So yeah. I'm looking at pricing at the website, which is seabourn.com. By the way, if you're not familiar with the cruise line industry, Seabourn is spelled S-E-A-B-O-U-R-N, Seabourn. And I'm seeing the 7-day cruises cost between $4,000 and $5,000, obviously depending on what class of stateroom you choose. 14-day cruises around to $9,000 to $10,000. But I did see an offer of 15% off if you book by November 12th, which is coming up soon.
Yeah. So get your bookings in there.
And I gather the 14-day cruises are going both ways, but you do see different things on each one-way trip. Some of the same things, but different port calls as well, right?
Yes, correct. So they're specifically designed to be combinable in that way. So the northbound and the southbound have different ports of call and different experiences. But specifically, each itinerary has a specific glacier viewing experience, whether that's at Hubbard Glacier. Some of our itineraries include Glacier Bay National Park or at Tracy Arm, Endicott Arms, because you mentioned glaciers earlier on. That's right. Definitely a highlight. But that's why we designed them specifically to either be individual 7-day itineraries or combined into the 14-day experience.
Let's talk about Asia. Now, the Asian cruises, there are many more varieties. But they, first of all, if you don't know Seabourn, I already told you how to spell it. This is luxury cruising. I mean, we're talking complimentary caviar all throughout your voyage. Everything in your mini bar in your room is complimentary. All are oceanfront suites, most with a private veranda. I mean, this is top notch. Asia, we've only got a minute and a half. But talk a little about Asia and generally where the ships go.
Yeah, I mean, what's been great about planning our Asia deployments is that during the wintertime, we typically have our ship positioned on itineraries between Hong Kong and Singapore. And that gives us an opportunity to include itineraries that have overnights in Ho Chi Minh City, port calls in Thailand, Vietnam, in and around in the region. In addition, we've been expanding into Japan. What's great about the Japan season, it has a spring season and a fall season. So in 2025, we have Seabourn Quest. After she does her Alaska season, she comes back over to Japan in the fall. And then in 26 and beyond, we're looking to expand our Japan season as well. So we've got a lot going on in Asia right now for 25 and in future years.
Well, I can see why, as head of deployment, you have to do a lot of deploying. Crystal Morgan is the Senior Director of Deployment. I love the, deployment and itinerary planning for Seabourn. You can find more details by going to Seabourn, S-E-A-B-O-U-R-N, Seabourn.com. I love the sound of these Asian tours, Crystal. I want to go on every one of them and see how well you do in your deployment. But thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, and hope to see you on a Seabourn cruise soon.
I would love it so. We'll be right back after this break.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
St-
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And let's go, America. This is the E-Blocker Segment 5 on this November 9th broadcast. Mary and I welcome you back to Deck 7 and Seabourn Square aboard the Seabourn Ovation. And we're sponsored by Colette.
And if you love to travel like we do, but you don't enjoy all the travel planning, well, we say go guided with Colette. They're going to seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences so you get to delight in your destination without all that stress of making travel plans. Well,
absolutely right.
Sounds
Listen, Colette's
good.
Been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all 7 continents. So go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel fun with them. You can go to Colette.com for more information and show savings, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. There are many things we love about traveling with Seabourn. The food, the wine, and the cocktail experiences certainly rank high on the list. There are 5 unique restaurants on this ship. Room service is also available at no additional charge. Plus, there's the cafe right here at Seabourn Square. They make great coffee and cappuccino. They have lighter fare offerings. You're also going to find that in 3 lounges as well. So the executive chef on this cruise is Lindsay Lewis, and he's here on set and joins us now on Mike 3.
Yes, he does. Chef Lindsay, listen, you're a busy man. We know that. So thank you for leaving the kitchen and joining us here on set today.
Well, great to be here. Thank you very much.
All right. And we're going to ask everybody again. We're just going to start this off. We've got a lot of show fans that are here right now. The food on the ship, great.
Wow.
All right. So listen, you know, I find it interesting that you came up working through major hotel groups in South Africa,
right?
That's right,
yes.
You then went on to London for more culinary training and so forth, decided to jump into sea life with Seabourn around 2000. You've worked with a few other cruise lines, I know, but you returned to Seabourn, I think, 2017?
That's correct.
Okay. So you know what else is out there, and you know, more importantly, you know, the level of quality and the outstanding dining that's offered here on Seabourn. So what are some of the things you're most proud of that you're providing through the culinary experience for guests?
Well, end of the day, it's working with my team. I've got around about 67 chefs, and we are on a daily basis, we're taking care of all the culinary needs on board the Seabourn, on the Seabourn Ovation. And again, with all the different restaurants we have, just making sure that all the dietary requirements are met on a daily basis, and making sure that we are sending out really, really good food.
Well, you are the leader of a great team. You have a terrific team. They really know how to cook. Everything is cooked perfectly when it comes out. It's been a great week food-wise. So in addition to numerous epicurean and culinary events that go on here throughout the week, there's all kinds of wine tastings and food tastings. There's something really immersive that guests enjoy. We saw you give one last night. You give these galley tours. You had a big crowd. You go behind the scenes. You also do market tours, which we missed, unfortunately, this week. But I'd love for you to talk a little bit about what you do with the market tours.
Well, depending on which port we go to, mm-hmm. and beautiful markets, especially in the Mediterranean. And we go out shopping with the chef. So I take around about 20, 25 guests. And we go to different markets. And we bring back the local experience, and we add it on to the additional menus that we have on Seabourn. And we have the Epicurean, as you spoke about the Epicurean, bring all those lovely delights back, and just incorporate them to the menu. It's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, and I think everyone, I know I did, I couldn't get mussels in Saint-Tropez. That's a whole nother story. But I did get them locally sourced when I came back onto the ship. So we definitely, I'm sure your guests appreciate all the regional flavors that you incorporate.
Well, I've got the feelers out everywhere, so I mean, I've got guest preferences coming in, so more or less I know exactly what needs to be taken, and from the markets itself as well.
Excellent. So Seabourn President Natalia Lay, she's been on the show a few times with us, and her predecessors, Josh and Rick, they've also been on a number of times. So last time she joined us back on air in August, and she could not stop talking about Solis. This is a new addition, previously Thomas Keller. It's a wonderful restaurant. Talk a little bit about how you've really upped the game with that restaurant.
Well, again, you know, it's in Mediterranean influence. So, I mean, we've got an extensive menu. There's a different menu, runs different menus every week. And we run the menus constantly. And the variety on the menus from our guests, just experiences and the feedback is absolutely amazing.
So when we got on the cruise, we did not know, but we've worked together before. We met you.
Yes.
You've personally cooked for one of our sons who has severe life-threatening food allergies. When we cruised with him aboard Seabourn Odyssey, that's now left the fleet,
yes,
in the past. And it was so great to see you again, because mm-hmm. you're like, immediately we saw in the dining room, you came up to us. Mm-hmm. He had a great food experience, okay? And, I mean, his dietary needs are severe, as you remember. But people listening right now, they're going to have all types of dietary needs. They may have religious needs and so forth as well, or whatever it may be. So, like our son, you know, who would anything could trigger an anaphylactic reaction, which is a problem. Talk about how you handle these culinary needs or special dietary needs, and how people should feel comfortable coming onto the ship. And you got about 30 seconds to do it.
Well, at the end of the day, once a guest is coming on board, we already have an assistant maitre d' standing at the galley. Standing at the entrance of the of embarkation, and we're taking down anybody's got a diet requirements, and we cater around the ship for all these different culinary needs. As you mentioned, religious needs as well. So the galley is divided up into different sections, and everybody in each section is responsible to make these menus come together and, again, cater for our all the needs, diet requirements, meaning gluten-free, lactose-free, salt-free, kosher,
Away all of the concerns and fears, and it makes for such a great experience.
Yes.
Chef Lindsay, listen, we thank you very much. I know you're, as I said, you're a busy man. We appreciate you joining us on set. We've all had a great culinary experience on this trip, and congratulations to you and your team for what you're cooking here in the kitchens, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate that. All right, well, folks, that is how we're going to wrap hour one. I do say it is the fastest 2 hours in travel, and 60 minutes of that have already passed by. Hour two is going to begin in just a few minutes when we are joined by the captain, right? We got to have the captain on the show. Monte Carlo, the cruise director, some of our show fans. We're going to see how that goes. They're all going to be straight ahead as well. So today's big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 from Palma de Mallorca continues after these top of the hour messages. Keep those radios locked in or catch the show live anytime through our website, rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.